Blog Talk Radio.
I want to thank Sister Mary for reminding me of the new moon service, because
I've just been all out of whack here, tied up in this microgreen stuff and doing the website. And but, you know, this is one day I really don't want to miss. Hold on a second. Let's see. Yeah, I don't want to miss the new moon service and yeah, let me find a song to play. And let me get this out of the way here. And let's see. All right. So we'll get started here shortly. Let me help this young lady get in. And
will you put that in this atmosphere? The Lord is my life and my salvation.
Everybody sing.
receive Bishop James Morton.
Amen, 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 amen. One more record, then we should be good to go.
now in the conference.
Kingdom Ministry. I'm Brother Miles. I want to welcome everybody who's in Pal Talk, on Blog Talk, on the internet in general. Those who are in the meeting server or are calling in through one of the conference lines, we greet you all in the Master's name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. And we want to welcome everybody out to the November beginning of month service. The Most High commands that we keep these feast days. And the new moon, the beginning of month, is one of those days that he commands that we keep. Now, we're going to go ahead and get started on this evening. And so, Sister Lorraine, if you will unmute yourself, since you will be responding for the people. And you'll be doing the official response for the congregation. We're going to go ahead and start this service off. Want to remind everybody, as we have been participating in this, that we are using grape juice and not wine for this, unleavened bread or some type of wafer for Messiah's body, and then as a congregation, we share a meal together. Since we are all remote from each other, this is a way that we fellowship and share a meal together. All right. So this service begins when there are three stars, and because we are all geographically separated and nighttime comes or sunset comes at different times for us all, we start this at 7 p.m. It may be night where you're at already. It may not be. But this service typically begins when there are three stars normally visible in the sky, and at nightfall whenever the stars are not visible. The new moon may be observed by the calendar's astronomical calculation. And so I typically go out and get the new moon, what the new moons are for each of the month, and post them to the website calendar so that we know when we are doing this. I myself have to remember to check the calendar myself. So again, I want to thank Sister Mary for reminding me to be on it. I know she loves this particular service. I know we all do. Those that participate in it on a regular basis, this service just does something for us. All right, so let's go ahead and open up in prayer for this. Go to the book of Psalms, chapter 111. The book of Psalms, chapter 111, and let's get verse 10, and I'll read it in your hearing. The fear of Yah is the beginning of wisdom. And a good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. The book of Numbers, chapter 10, verse 10. The book of Numbers, chapter 10, and verse 10. Also in the day of your gladness, and in your solemn days, and in the beginning of your month, you shall blow the trumpet over your burnt offerings and over your sacrifices of your peace offerings, that they may be to you for a memorial before your Elohim. I am Yah, your Elohim. The book of Chronicles, chapter 2, verses 3 through 3 and 4. The book of Chronicles, chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. And Solomon sent to Hiram, the king of Tyre, saying, as thou didst deal with David my father, and didst send him cedars to build him a house to dwell therein, even so deal with me. Behold, I build a house to the name of Yah, my Elohim, to dedicate it to him and to burn before him sweet incense for the continual showbread and for the burnt offerings morning and evening, and on the Sabbath and on the new moon and on the solemn feast of Yah, our Elohim. This is an ordinance forever to Israel. 2 Chronicles chapter 8, verses 12 and 13. 2 Chronicles chapter 8, verses 12 and 13. Then Solomon offered burnt offerings unto Yah on the altar of Yah, which he had built before the porch, even after a certain rate every day, offering according to the commandments of Moses on the Sabbath and on the new moons and on the solemn feast, three times in a year, even the Feast of Unleavened and in the Feast of Weeks and in the Feast of Tabernacles. We celebrate the festival of the new moon as an appointment with Yah, our Elohim, as he has commanded us. Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim, Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, our Father. We fervently call upon you. You are the great and mighty one, Most High Elohim, whose name alone is Yahweh, the Eternal One, Elohim of hosts. The book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 6. And showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. The book of John, chapter 14, verse 15 and 21. The book of John, chapter 14, verse 15 and 21. If you love me, keep my commandments. And he that has my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loves me. And he that loves me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. The book of 1 John, chapter 2, verses 1 through 6. The book of 1 John, chapter 2, verses 1 through 6. My little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Yahushua HaMashiach the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of Elohim perfected. Hereby know that we are in him. He that saith he abides in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. The book of Revelation, chapter 14, and verse 6 and 7. The book of Revelation, chapter 14, verses 6 and 7. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, Fear Elohim, and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. And worship him that made heaven and earth, and the sea and the fountains of water. The book of Revelation, chapter 19, and verse 5. The book of Revelation, chapter 19, and verse 5. And a voice came out of the throne saying, Praise our Elohim, all you his servants, and you that fear him, both small and great. Let us give the Most High Elohim a hand clap of praise right now. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah. We just praise you, Yah Elohim, and we glorify you, we lift you up, and we magnify your name, O Yah. We extol thee, we bow down before thee on this evening, Father, and we just give you all our adoration and all our praise, and we thank you for this beginning of month service, Father, that you have ordained that we should keep with you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, O Yah Elohim. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We glorify you, Yah, and we give you praise. Let us go to 2 Corinthians, chapter 6. The book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 6. And let us get verses 13 through 18. 2 Corinthians, chapter 6, verses 13. Now for a recompense in the same. now for a recompense in the same. I speak as unto my children, be ye also enlarged. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what concord has Hamashiach with Belial? Or what part has he that believes with an infidel? And what agreement has the temple of Elohim with idols? For you are the temple of the living Elohim. As Elohim has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their Elohim, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separated, says Yah, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith Yah Elohim, Yah Almighty. 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 1. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of Elohim. You are merciful and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness, and keeping covenant forever with those who fear your name and keep your commandments. You made the heavens and the earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm. Nothing is too difficult for you. You are all-powerful to save, and you bestow gracious favors to your people. In love, you are holy, and your name is holy, and we separate ourselves this night to come before you to honor, revere, and praise your holy name. And the official responder for the people say, blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
Elohim of Elohim.
Elohim of Elohim.
And King of Kings.
And King of Kings.
The Holy One of Israel.
The Holy One of Israel.
You have called us to this appointed time to offer unto you sacrifices and offerings, and to rejoice before you in the salvation of our souls, which you have provided through Yeshua, our Hamashiach. You have given us the beginning of month as a season of making amends, of atonement for our ignorant sins, and renewal of our covenant, in offering an acceptable sacrifice of our lives to you upon your altar. The book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of Elohim, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto Elohim, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of Elohim. And Sister Lorraine, blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
King of the universe.
King of the universe.
Who has kept us.
Who has kept us.
And sustained us.
And sustained us.
And enabled us to keep this appointment with you.
And enabled us to keep this appointment with you.
Accept us, your people, we pray, and let our prayers come before you, and may our worship be acceptable in your presence. We ask that you would restore your holy sanctuary upon the earth and dwell with us once more in your glory. May we have the blessing of beholding your return to Zion, when you will restore your divine glory upon her. The book of Hebrews, chapter 13. Verses 1 through 16. The book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verses 1 through 16. Let brotherly love continue. Be not strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Remember them that are in bond, as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity, as being yourself also in the body. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers Elohim will judge. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So so that we may boldly say, Yah is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of Elohim, whose faith follows, considering the end of their conversation. Yahushua HaMashiach, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Be not carried about with diverse and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meat, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. For we have an altar, whereof they have no right to eat, which serve the tabernacle. For the bodies of those beasts, whose blood is brought unto the sanctuary by the high priest for sin, are burned without the camp. Wherefore Yahushua, also that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth therefore unto him without the gate, bearing his reproach. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to Elohim continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices Elohim is well pleased. To Lorraine, we bless and praise you for your eternal counsel.
We bless and praise you for your eternal counsel.
When you will have compassion upon your people.
When you will have compassion upon your people.
And restore your glory once again upon Zion.
And restore your glory once again upon Zion.
And your kingdom shall be exalted over all.
And your kingdom shall be exalted over all.
The book of Psalms, chapter 81. The book of Psalms, chapter 81, verses 1 through 5. To the chief musician upon Gedit, a psalm of Asaph. Sing aloud unto Elohim, our strength. Make a joyful noise unto Elohim, the Elohim of Jacob. Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the Elohim of Jacob. This it he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. And we will have the blowing of the shofar. Also in the day of your gladness, in your appointed feast, at the beginning of your month, you shall blow the shofar over your burnt offerings and over your sacrifice offerings, and they shall be a memorial for you before your Elohim. I am Yah, your Elohim. And Sister Lorraine, blessed are the people.
Blessed are the people
that know the sound of the shofar.
That know the sound of the shofar.
Oh, Yah.
Oh, Yah.
We walk in the light of your countenance. Oh, Yah.
We shall walk in the light of your countenance. Oh, Yah.
Let me tune my lips up. the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 6. Hear, O Israel, Yah our Elohim is one Yah. And thou shalt love Yah thy Elohim with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. Shema Yisrael, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Yahuwah Echad, Barak Shema Kavod, Malkuto Lahulam Vahed, Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elonehu, Adonai Echad. Israel, Yah our Elohim, Yah is one. Blessed is his holy, blessed is his name, or blessed is the name, his glorious kingdom for all eternity. Hear, O Israel, Yah our Elohim is one. The lighting of the menorah. To separate Rosh Kodosh, the new moon, from the rest of the month, we light the seven branches of the menorah as a representation of the fullness of the Shekinah glory in the seven spirits of Elohim, which will illuminate the new Jerusalem. We come before you, Almighty Elohim, this night thanking you that all the fullness of the Elohim head or the Godhead dwells in Yeshua HaMashiach, and in him is hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And we are believing tonight that as we light the menorah, that you would impart to us an increasing measure of your spirit, to shine in our hearts and to fill these earthen vessels of ours with your glory, so that the illumination of your presence will be manifest through us. Sir Lorraine, if you'll prepare to repeat after me. Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of Yah? And Sister Lorraine, we receive the spirit of Yah.
We receive the spirit of Yah.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of wisdom? And Sister Lorraine, we receive the spirit of wisdom.
We receive the spirit of wisdom.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of understanding? And my sister, we receive the spirit of understanding.
We receive the spirit of understanding.
And just a minute, this candle had a short wick on it. Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of counsel? And Ms. Lorraine, we receive the spirit of counsel.
We receive the spirit of counsel.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of might? And we receive the spirit of might.
We receive the spirit of might.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of knowledge? Fine, we receive the spirit of knowledge.
We receive the spirit of knowledge.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of the fear of Yah Elohim? And my sister, we receive the spirit of the fear of Yah.
We receive the spirit of the fear of Yah.
And let us give the Most High a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Father. We just thank you. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
The book of Romans, chapter 12. The book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 1 through 21. The book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 1 through 21. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of Elohim, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto Elohim, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of Elohim. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as Elohim has dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Messiah, and everyone members of one another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Or ministry, let us wait on our ministry. Or he that teaches, on teaching. or he that exhort on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that rules, with diligence. He that showeth mercy, with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving Yah, rejoicing in hope, patience in tribulation, and continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of the saints, given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. Be not high, mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceit. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, and I will repay, saith Yah. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. If in so doing you shall heap coals of fire on his head, be not overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. May the Most High add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and the doing of his word. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name, amen and amen. The sanctification of the month. May it be your will, Yah our Elohim, and Elohim of our fathers, that we begin this month with the pardoning of sin and the forgiveness of iniquity. Bless and sanctify this month to us and to all your people with joy and gladness, with blessing and provision for all our needs in peace and in prosperity. Unite our hearts. Unite our hearts to fear your name so that we will keep your commandments and walk in the path of righteousness for your honor and to receive your blessings. We long for the day when the Torah will go forth from Zion to all nations, when darkness will flee away, and when the saints of the Most High will possess the kingdom, when you will destroy those who destroy the earth, when wars will forever cease, when justice and righteousness will fill the earth as the oceans cover the earth, and when Yah will be king over all the earth, and his name one. And let us all say, amen.
Amen.
And Sister Lorraine, if you respond after me. We express our gratitude to you.
We express our gratitude to you.
Creator of the universe.
Creator of the universe.
For the renewal of our lives.
For the renewal of our lives.
And the hope we have in you.
And the hope we have in you.
For the coming month.
For the coming month.
Blessed are you.
Blessed are you.
Who sanctifies your people.
Who sanctifies your people.
In the beginning of the month.
In the beginning of the month.
And if you'll continue. O Yah, our Elohim. That would be for you, my sister.
O Yah, our Elohim,
we call upon you this day.
We call upon you this day
to hear our prayer for forgiveness.
To hear our prayer for forgiveness
for the sins that we have so ignorantly committed.
For the sins that we have so ignorantly committed.
We beg your mercy for our willful sins.
We beg your mercy for our willful sins.
Is now in the conference.
And pray that you do not impute them against us.
And pray that you do not impute them against us.
For your holy name's sake.
For your holy name's sake.
And for Zion's sake.
And for Zion's sake.
And for your people.
And for your people.
And for all mankind.
And for all mankind.
We turn to you.
return to you.
And seek your compassion.
And seek your compassion.
And your mercy.
And your mercy.
Yahweh, our rock.
Yahweh, our rock.
And our Redeemer.
And our Redeemer.
Hear our prayer.
Hear our prayer.
O Yah Elohim of our fathers, and our Elohim, we ask that in this coming month, that you would give us what we need spiritually to grow into your likeness. That you would give us what we need emotionally to walk in your ways. That you would give us what we need mentally to be conscious of you and your word at all times. That you would give us what we need financially so that we would have sufficient for ourselves and can bless others. That you would give us what we need physically, that we can serve you faithfully and glorify you in all we do. And let the people say, amen.
Amen.
The book of Hebrews. The book of Hebrews, chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. He has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all the things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. The book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. For it was fitting for him, for whom all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. For both he that sanctifies and those who are being sanctified are all of one, for which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren. The book of First Corinthians, chapter 11, and we're going to get verse 24. Actually, I need to do this a little bit different. Everybody will take the bread that they have, take it in the communion. If you will take your bread at this moment, and if you will put it in your left hand, place your right hand over it. Let us bless the bread first. O Yah Elohim, Father, we present this bread as the representation of the body of Messiah, which was broken for us. We ask that you would sanctify it in Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name. Amen. The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 11, 4. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. You may take the bread and eat it now. A little bit out of order, but and if your mouth is not full, Sister Lorraine, if you'll repeat after me. Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
King of the universe.
King of the universe.
Who resurrects bread from the earth.
Who resurrects bread from the earth.
Blessed are you, Yah.
Blessed are you, Yah.
For sanctifying us, your people.
For sanctifying us, your people.
In the renewal of our lives this month.
In the renewal of our lives this month.
Let us give the Most High thanks for the body of Messiah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Yah. Thank you, Messiah, for being faithful and going to the cross for us, your people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, if you will take the cup that you have, does anybody need a bottle blessed, or are they just blessing your cup? If you need a bottle blessed, let me know. I'm sorry, my sister.
I need my bottle blessed.
Okay. All right, all those who need their bottle blessed, if you will take the bottle in your left hand and place your right hand over it. Father, yeah, we present this bottle of grape juice to you, Father, in the representation of the blood of Messiah. Sanctify it, Father, as set apart, as the blood of Messiah, pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
All right. Let us bless the blood of Messiah. Yah is the incomprehensible one. Before the beginning of creation, or before the beginning, why am I not reading it right tonight? Yah is the incomprehensible one. Before the beginning of the creative process, he was and ever shall be our Heavenly Father, the great creator, chose to emerge from the dwelling in the unapproachable light of eternity and reveal himself through his creation, his manifestation of light into the world. For it is Elohim who commanded the light to shine out of the darkness, who has shined in our hearts to give the light of his knowledge of the glory of Elohim in the face of Yahushua HaMashiach. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of Elohim and not of us. Yahushua said, I am the vine, and you are the branches. Who abides in me, and I in him bears much fruit. John chapter 15, verse 5. Let us take the wine and put it in our left hand. The wine or the grape juice. Hopefully you're using grape juice. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 25. After the same manner, he also he took the cup. When he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. And we're going to go ahead and do the people's response and follow the script here. And Sister Lorraine, if you repeat after me. Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
King of the universe.
King of the universe.
Who creates the fruit of the vine.
Who creates the fruit of the vine.
You may drink of the cup. Let us thank. Hallelujah. Most high. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Yah. Thank you for your gift of salvation. Thank you for forgiveness, Father. Thank you for your redemption. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you for the blood. Hallelujah. Thank you, Yah. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Yah. Thanksgiving and praise. We thank you and praise you for the redemption which you have provided in Yeshua HaMashiach and for all the mighty acts which you have performed on our behalf and the victories which you have given us in our lives, both at this time and in the previous times. You are a mighty Elohim and Savior. And all who live shall thank you and praise your name in truth. Blessed are you, O Yah Elohim of our salvation and our succor. You are good and worthy to be praised, and we give thanks unto you for all your great benefits to us. Hallelujah. Are there any personal testimonies at this time? For this past month.
I just want to thank all of you guys for praying for my brother. He's doing much better. He's even up fixing his own cough. Thank you guys so much.
Amen. To Yah be the glory. We thank him for that good praise report from Sister Mary. I thank the Father myself for allowing her to go and to come in safety, that she has a positive report concerning her brother, because it was grim before she left. We thank the Father for all his manifold blessings this month. For, you know, I'm thanking him personally because, number one, since we've had the last new moon, going out to the farmer's market and putting together, you know, this whole business, trying to get it up and running, Yah has been blessing. You know, I've already got orders coming in from people who were at the farmer's market. I got vendors who are asking me, you know, saying, hey, I want to buy one of each of everything. And I know that I will get them on a subscription so that it's repeat business. I want to thank Yah because the glamping business, everything still looks to be on track for that. And so we may be receiving the money any day now so that we can get started with, you know, putting up the tent and renting out sites. So I'm thanking Yah for that. Talked to my brother-in-law on today, and he gave me a good report that things are on schedule. And so they are doing the last signing of the contract. And then he will be able to do, you know, he will be able to do for us what he promised that he would do. And so hopefully, you know, the $300,000 that he promised to give us, it will come in any day. And then we will put that into the bank, and we will go to the bank with that and ask for, you know, we have whatever we can get funded for, 1.2, 1.5, or $2 million. 10%, that would really be roughly about 1.2 or 1.5 million. We will go for that, and we will do the things that we have said we are believing the Most High, that we will be able to pay off the parcel of land that we are going to be doing the campsites on, and we will be able to put up all seven of the glamping tents. And then we will be able to buy all of the equipment, the tractors and the, you know, the bulldozers and all of the water equipment, the solar, everything that we need funding for, that we will be able to buy it and get it funded here real shortly. And we will be able to move that way. And if it's done right, we may even be able to get a couple of the residential domes that we're putting in for ourselves, get a couple of them, if not all of them, that we're looking for done out of this finance. So I'm thanking the Most High for that praise report and for, you know, the positive report that he brought back, that he brought to me today. And I'm thanking him for what he's doing as far as the microgreen business. Still something that I still want to pursue because, you know, as a reoccurring income, as people move here, then this is something that we can employ them in and not just in ministry, but something that will bring in funds to our group that will help us pay, you know, the loans and whatever else that we're doing. That will help us pay those off. So the microgreen business is one. We will, you know, hopefully we will have the residents already paid for, and then the glamping site will be another stream of revenue that we will help to have to help to us to build things, you know. So the goal will be to pay off loans first, and then you know, expand from there. So I'm thanking Yah for all these positive things. All we got to do is remain faithful, and he will allow us to do the things that he has told us that we need to do. Is there anyone else?
I'd like to say thank you, Father, for everything you have done and just keeping me. I just want to say thank you.
Amen. Amen and amen. All right. With that being said, it is that time for everyone, those who are going to, you know, participate in the group meal, whatever you are preparing at your house. I'm having spaghetti tonight, so I'm about to go get me some spaghetti and put it on a plate and heat it up. But if you'll get your meals now, I will play a song, and when we come back, we will bless them, and we will have this our meal that we share during this time. Amen?
Amen.
All right, so let me play a song. And I don't know what this song is because it's just got a number, but I got it, so I liked it at one time. right. Is everybody back?
Yes.
All right. Amen. My stuff is not ready yet, but I'm not going to hold you guys up. So if we'll bow our heads for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. We thank you for life and health and strength today. Father, we ask that you bless these meals and the nourishment of our bodies. In Christ's name's sake, amen.
Amen.
All right. So while you guys are eating, I'm going to do a little bit of talking. I'll play a little bit of song. I really just want to thank the Most High for this past year. I really do. Can't give him enough glory, enough honor from, you know, the praise report with my heart, saying that, you know, everything was good to go with my heart from the year previous when they were talking about, oh, your heart is beating, top of your heart is beating three times faster than the bottom of your heart. To, you know, a year later, they're saying, oh, your heart, you know, but before my heart was only beating at pushing 15% capacity of the blood through. Supposed to be, you know, they wanted to be at 50%, but when everything was all said and done, it was at 65%. So, you know, came out of it better than what I went into it, and better than what they wanted it to be. I'm thanking the Most High for family and friends. I'm thanking him for you all, that you have been faithful, and that you are committed, you know, to what we are doing. I know that the Most High is going to deliver this thing into our hands, and when it comes time to move, it will come quickly. So I'm really looking for, I'm really looking toward way before the summer, probably springtime. I don't want to really do anything during winter, but, you know, what I need to do, I will do once, you know, we get what we need, the funding that we need. I'm going to move with a quickness that, you know, all that want to come, that they are able to come, and that, you know, we are able to do what we said we're going to do. There are some things, you know, this world is headed in a direction that is just not good. And, you know, we don't see everything right now. But, you know, there are some things that are going to happen. The Most High told me to do this. And he told me to do this because of these things that are coming. And he didn't tell me exactly what all was coming. But I know that when he puts these things into my spirit, I have to be obedient and I have to move when he says move. And so we started it. It has been just over a year. So it's not like, you know, we haven't been slacking on anything. We got a lot of irons in the fire. You know, we have the community co-op. So if we get the funding, then all of this stuff needs, you know, we will need to finalize it. We've been working on it for a year. And so I'm just thanking the Most High for all that. And I pray that, you know, he starts sending the other help that he said will come, that they will come, because a lot of times people have to see that things are serious before they will, you know, do something. But, you know, they still got to meet, you know, he's got to send us who we need and who are desiring to do this thing with their whole heart. Because that's the only way that, you know, we can do it, with our whole heart, this work for him. So I'm thanking him profusely because he's just so good. He is just so good. You know, even with this microgreen business, I was really starting to sweat because I had spent a year learning how to grow these things and, you know, doing different tests. And when I was looked, you know, I was not really seeing the farmers market the way that I needed them to be. And I had actually gotten discouraged because, and, you know, the biggest markets are on Saturday. and the biggest markets are on Sabbath, and I was like, you know, I just need a market to sell in. I'm not selling anything on Sabbath. And so he opened up, you know, and first it was Sunday. And then, you know, the same market said, well, you know, we got markets in other places that are open on Fridays. But these places weren't listed on the Internet. And then, you know, every other Wednesday. And so enough days opened up that will allow me to grow this business, to establish and grow it, and then to employ other people. It's got to get it established so that, you know, somebody comes in, they need work, here you go, this is what we're doing. This, you know, it's a quick process. It's not long-term. You know, as far as then once we move on to the land, then we got employment there so that, you know, people are not coming and having nothing to do. We still have to grow our own food. We still will have construction, but, you know, if I get funding, then we will do as much construction as we can ourselves, because I just like doing hands-on that way. But, and I know at least one of the sisters want to do some hands-on. She wants to touch a hammer. I might say, here, touch it now. Stand back and look. No, I wouldn't do that. But we are going to, Yah is going to fulfill what he has shown me. And, you know, I'm just, as I said, I'm highly encouraged that this is going to happen, and it's going to happen quickly in the near future here. And once we get the funding, then once we get, you know, the down payment money that I can show in the bank, say, hey, here, I got this amount. You know, that they're doing it as a favor because of the relationship that we've had over the years. And, you know, when they were without, you know, I've always been there for them. And he was more or less, you know, when I went to him to ask him, I didn't go to him to ask him to do this. I went to him to ask him because he's, you know, he has a lot of knowledge with finance and different ways to structure things. And so that's what I went to him with. And, you know, I said to him, you know, he does a lot with investors, but the investors that he deal with, they don't deal with what they consider little money, you know. So what I'm looking for that for them is a little bit of money. It's a lot of money to me, but to them it's a little money. When they're doing stuff, they're doing, you know, $200 and $300 million. That they're looking to invest. And if you only want $1 or $2 million, then, you know, you're not big enough for them. But I also didn't want to put myself in a place where I gave anybody, any entity, any type of stake in the property or in the business. And so he had been working on this deal that he was working on for quite a bit, and, you know, he was struggling with his money himself, and so, you know, he needed something to help tie him over until this deal could go through. And so I said, well, you know, what do you need? He told me what he needed for that time, and, you know, I loaned him the money. He brought that money back to me today with the report, hey, you know, thank you for loaning me this money, and it got me through the period that I needed to get through, because there's no way that I could go to people and say I need it, you know, I'm short this kind of money. And we're talking about, you know, $300 or $400 million, $800 million that we are about to finance. And here I am short, you know, this kind of money. I can't go to them like that. So you tie me over during this period, because, you know, some contracts take a long time to, you know, for you to develop them and to get them to go through. And I've been there in business, and I know that, you know, you can have contracts that sometimes take a year, 18 months, 2 years that you're working on it and before it actually comes into fruition. So I knew where he was at, and I understood, hey, he couldn't go to anybody else. I said, well, here you go. Let's go ahead and just do this. And we'll do it, you know, no interest or anything like that. But you know, I'm a loaner to you. You take care of your business. He says, okay. And when my deal comes through, then what you're trying to do with the land, I think is a good business. It's a good ideal. And so I'm just going to loan you the money because I'm going to, you know, at one time he was making $19 million a month and blew it all. And how you blow that kind of money, I don't know. But that's what he did. And then, you know, when you're not walking the way you're supposed to walk, things happen, and he knows what went wrong. But he knows how to make big money. And so this particular deal that's going through for him, I think he'll be pulling like $2 or $3 million a month off of it himself. And he's low man on the totem pole. But he said he would, you know, loan me the down payment, so the money that I can put in the bank for the down payment, and then just paying back, you know, no interest, you know, whenever we get the money, just pay it back. So, you know, and I know that he's going to do it because over the years we have just, we've gone through some of the same struggles. And so the last time he didn't do right. But I know that it's in his heart to do right this time. So, you know, I expect for these things to come through quick, and we will do what we have to do. Put the money in the bank and let it sit a couple of months, and then go to the bank and say, okay, you know, I'll put you guys back on the project, see exactly how much money we need for the different things. We've already pre-priced a lot of this stuff or everything. We got to go back and see because we will actually be shopping now, so we want to get as close as possible. And then, of course, when we actually go to buy, then it'll be real world then. But I'm really appreciating everyone and their commitment and their belief in this. So, Yah will, he will bring it about. And we will move quickly in this thing. All right, so I'm going to play a couple of songs. I'm going to go see if my food is ready. And I was going to eat spaghetti, but then I saw some chicken wings I would rather have. And so I put a baked potato in the microwave. It should be done. And I'm going to eat these chicken wings and baked potato rather than the spaghetti. All right. And as I said, I don't know what these songs are because they're just numbered, but that one before was right on time. Because what Yah has for us, it is for us. And let's see. Oh, my speaker didn't go out. So where is my volume? All right.
Thank you.
Okay. I'd like to beat to that. I'm going to play that again.
Wonderful, 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 won Trust
All right. Amen. Everybody finished eating?
Yeah.
All right. Amen. Sister Mary, you finished?
Yeah.
All right. Amen. All right. Let's go ahead and proceed with this. Let us go before the Most High. Father Yah, we just thank you for this past year. We thank you for all your manifold blessings. Father, we just give you glory and honor and praise. And we worship you with our whole heart, Father. There is none other that we look to, Father, that we give our adoration to. You just been so good to us. We are still amongst the living, and we are have yet one another day to praise your holy name and to lift you up and to do your will and to get it right, Father. And we thank you for allowing us that opportunity in this past year, Father. Father, I thank you for my beloved sisters here, that you would keep them in health, Father, and that you would keep them, the enemy away from them, and that you would strengthen them in every aspect of their life, in their health, in their finances, in their relationships, in their walk with you, Father, that they would grow to know you deeper and deeper each and every day, that their knowledge would expand in you, and that their worship and their lives will be found acceptable to you, Father, as you have commanded us that we should do. Father, we give you glory and we devote ourselves to you. We devote all that we have to you. For you are worthy of our 100% of our devotion. Father, as we go forth in this month, Father, give us faith in all that we do. Let every meditation of our mouth magnify you. As we go forth, let people see you in us, and that we become a blessing, and that we draw people to you, that they should come and want to live sanctified lives, to want what we have, peace, joy, in you, Father. Now, Father, as we go forth on this evening, Father, continue to smile upon us. Let your light so shine on us. Name I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
All right, the book of Numbers, chapter 6. Verses 24 through 26. Yah make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. Yah lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. He who exists will present you gifts and will guard you with the hedge of protection. He who exists will illuminate you with the wholeness of his being, bringing order, shalom, and he will beautify you. He who exists will lift up the wholeness of his being and look upon you to set in place all you need to be whole and complete. May the Most High bless each and every one of you in this coming month. Peace and blessings, my sister. Happy new moon. Shalom.
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 Yahuwah, you live forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim is worthy, a perfect, and his kingdom will reign forever. You created the world and the universe, and everything that lives and breathes, you made it happen with just words. You have no beginning, and you have no ending. I think it's amazing, it's beyond my understanding. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you, cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, cause I'm just a man. You always said, teach me the way. I pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, he lives forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim is worthy, a perfect, and his kingdom will reign forever. Sometimes all I wanna do is jump, lift my hand up high and stomp. Clean me with the water, baptized, get dumped. I'm filled with the rock and now I'm drunk. Oh, one time, push a button. I'm working every day, can't wait for my rest. Holy days coming and I'm impatient. Hanging with the Mishpachah, good vibrations. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you, cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, cause I'm just a man. Always said, teach me the way. I pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, he lives forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim is worthy, a perfect, and his kingdom will reign forever. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you, cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, cause I'm just a man. You always said, teach me the way. Pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, he lives forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim is worthy, a perfect,
on innovative ways to help protect people from the world's most challenging infectious diseases, like the flu and COVID-19. We focus on vaccines, so you can focus on you. Learn more at WeDoVaccines.com.
Shalom, my sister, how you doing?
Hello. Yeah, so great. How are you doing? I'm sorry, how are you
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Doing pretty good.
Amen.
So earlier, I was listening to something that someone had sent me. It was a book, like a audio book that someone had sent me about like a prayer book for like casting out demons and breaking, you know, generational curses. So, are you okay? Oh, go in your room right now.
Sound like somebody's full of cold.
Yeah. But anyway, I was listening to it, and as I was listening, I kind of, you know, picked up, so you know, hear what he's saying. So in the audio, it's not that I could hear what he was saying. Pill males in there, that all of a sudden that's going to be like an act. I don't know. But, like, when she sent it out of his hand, that's when she, like, she walked over to me and then she, like, got a token. And I was, like, trying to get her off me. But the strength that she had, I could tell in the dream, it wasn't no ordinary strength. But
demonic strength. Okay.
And he dropped us off. I just remember when we were sitting at the car, there was a lady like not on her porch, but she was like outside of her house. And she was looking at us like, and she asked, like, "Are you guys all right?" And we was like, "No." And she's like, "Well, what's going on?" And so we was like, "Can we come in?" Like, "Yeah, come in. And we came in, and I was like, lock the door, please lock the door. And when we came in, the lady was like, "What's going on?" We told her, you know, what had all happened. And then all of a sudden, we found out where we were at. And I looked at Jemima, and Jemima looked at me, and I was like, how the heck did she find out where we were? and the lady was like,
ex-girlfriend and his current girlfriend end up living together?
That, trying to scratch my head to get that part out. I don't know. Oh, I'm sorry. I actually do know. I apologize. Okay. The ex, Jemima was dating the first girl from dating Andy, and they broke up. And the new girlfriend that he is friends with the ex girl. So that and the new girlfriend that he's dating now, I guess she's going to be homeless. So she wants to go live with his ex.
But my question to you is, why were you running?
You know what? I don't know. Like I said, I laid down and I was tired. That was the furthest thing from my mind, trust me. I ended up, I mean, it's not funny, but even when I was like, how is this girl following us? Why are we running? About that part, I kind of feel as though the reason why we were running is because I feel like God was telling me that there's going to be some hard, maybe some spirit that I'm going to probably come up against, and that Jeremiah probably open up or he did something to like open, kind of make a portal or open something up that I may have to face, and then I need money and just and pray them out and get them out and let them go.
Okay. If you are coming up against that, my concern would be your running, because you're a strong woman in the Most High, and you should not be running from anything evil. You have power over, but you have to know and believe that. So under no circumstances do you run or back down. Under none. That's, you know, what I was picking up, and, you know, the first thing listening to you, the first thing that came to me is, number one, why are you running from her? I understand that you feel like, but you attribute to her some power that she has don't have over you unless you give it to her.
Right.
And so you don't run from her no matter what she does or who she attacks. You are the go-between. You are the one that stands in the middle. And the only thing you have to do is command. Tell it what you want it to do, not it tell you. And so the second part of that with your son, you need to make sure that he's not taking part in that.
Right. Right. Yeah, I talked to him about it. Matter of fact, when I woke up, I called him and I talked to him about the dream, and I asked him what he get out of it. He was like, like, you don't know. He's like, no. So I'm like, well, what about the time you've been, you know, around her? He's like, I actually just yesterday. I'm like, what? Like, yeah, I went to go see her yesterday because she's a medic. I'm like, she's a medic. Like, yeah, she's been since I've run into her, and we talked, we were thinking about getting back together. I'm like, no.
He's dating her friend, and he's thinking about getting back with her?
So, they broke up with the new girl, and I'm like, okay, why'd you break up with her? He was like, I don't know, he just kept getting on my nerves, and young people or whatever. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, so you broke up with her, and you're thinking, he's like, I never said I wanted to get back with him. Talked about it, and he said, I'll think about it. And I said,
Well, they're both being trifling then.
Very. And I said, well, you know what? The ex-girlfriend is basically using the new girlfriend.
Right.
And I have said that. Elijah has told her that. Even Jeremiah has said that. But she don't care. She don't care what she do. Brother Miles, let me tell you.
That and why is he still with her, period, or even want to be with her?
Because it's convenient.
So it's about a sex, it's sex and whatever.
Oh, my husband said control and convenience. Controlling? Oh, he can control both of them. Thank you.
He can control what, both of those women? Yeah, I heard him. Yeah. Then he's playing the whoremonger and what's going to end up happening is he's going to get bit.
He's going to what?
Get bit or has already and don't know it. If he's practicing witchcraft, then I'm not sure that he's the one in control. How could he accept it?
I don't know.
Then you need to find out what he's practicing.
Right.
Because if she sold her soul to him, the only one that buys souls is, that's not anything godly. They did a blood covenant, then that means he sold something to her too. Sounds like his soul too.
Yeah. Well, Jeremiah had been sold his soul to the devil way before he began.
Just the devil.
Yep. Remember that he said when the person was a child.
Okay, so this is the first I'm hearing about Jeremiah selling his soul. Yeah, but you know, you either are tricked into it or you do it willfully. And what is your feeling? Did your son do that willfully?
In the dream?
No, because this is outside of the dream.
Oh, outside of the dream?
Yeah, this is outside of that dream. Okay. This is real life.
I'll make you example, all the stuff that's happening, stop picking on you, calling your name. I'll make all this stuff go away. And she's like, okay, this man in this dream, not even, it wasn't even what, age, same people that was picking on him, and friends. All of a sudden, the ones that was picking on him, calling him, I think they like called him church boy and was picking on him. There was nowhere to be found. Like, they went away.
So he has chosen Satan.
That's what I got out of the dream.
Yeah, that wasn't just a dream. That was a pact that was made. Just like the Most High comes to us in dreams and visions, Satan comes the same way. And
a blood oath?
Yeah, that blood oath, he gave up. If she gave him her soul, he gave her his. So that is and you know, I don't know. The only thing you can do is pray for him, but he's chosen side. So he basically became that person.
Yeah. He basically became that person. I'll make all the okay. If so he could Kyle Wick was knocked on the door and Jeremiah he knocked on the door to our apartment and Jeremiah looked up at the phone and he opened up the door and he came in the house. Like, I hear you having problems that I'm like, yeah. Like, I'll make all of that, whatever you're going through. He's like, I'll make all of that go away if you just shake my hand. He's like, what? He's like, how did you know? Like, everything. Like, yes, these problems that you're having that woman on you. You want a girlfriend? Whatever it is, he's like, I'll make all of that go away if you just shake my hand. And Jeremiah's like, what? Dad, okay. Shook his hand, and bam.
Well, that, you know, he entered into that willfully. He wasn't tricked into it. He wasn't, he was seduced with, you know, I'll give you these things. It's just like, you know, I tell people all the time, when Messiah was tempted of Satan, he offered him what? All the wealth and the riches of the world, all the kingdoms and the power, because it's his to give. Okay? And that's what a lot of people don't realize. He doesn't just tempt you with those things. He has the power to give them to you. Jeremiah chose to go that route.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just going to say this. His only way out, he has to renounce it. And then the devil will probably try to kill him. He has to renounce it, and the devil will probably try to kill him. Or his only way out is death.
Devil comes
from your soul. Yeah, if he made a blood oath, that's the only way out is death. That's life. He swore with his life. So his only way out of that is with his life.
Oh, then after his life, Elijah, remember when he said that he was from the church, he was from
Yeah, if he did a blood oath, he sold his and he made a blood oath with Satan by shaking his hand. Satan wants that. It's like with the Most High and with Ed Greek. Covenant that we enter into with the Most High is a blood covenant. That means for you to break it, it costs you your life. Okay, it's a blood covenant. It's filled with life. That's what the blood stands for. I'm going to have to erase this whole thing. I forgot I was taping, and now I got the conversation on there. On Blog Talk. I'll just erase it. Hold on.